Would you please stand as Madison Lane brings us the Bible pledge?
Actually, it's Bailey Sibley.
Before she does that, let us find our scripture this morning. The book of Revelation is where scripture is coming from. Anybody know where that is? Is it in the Old or New Testament? The New Testament, yeah. It's in the very back of the Bible. Turn in your Bible or your pew Bible to the very back. And by the way, it's not the book of Revelations. It's the book of Revelation. There's only one. So it's Revelation 21. If you would turn with us, Revelation 21, and we'll be reading verses 1 through 6. So once you find that, if you close the Bible on your finger and raise your Bible above your head, and let's say this together. Go for it.
This is
my Bible.
This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I always mind select. I heart accepted. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Now please remain standing as Lydia, I believe, reads our scripture this morning.
Revelation 21, 1 through 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who is seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life."
Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Didn't they do awesome, ladies and gentlemen? As I like to do, I've prepared a set of sermon notes for you. If you want to grab those and grab a pencil or pen and follow along. On the back side is a study guide. If you'd like to take this home along with your prayer concern sheet that Homer talked about, excuse me, and this just kind of extends the sermon for today personally. And so you can spend time each day in Scripture. A couple things that I wanted to share with you before I began, and it's interesting that this happened today because of the topic of the sermon, but Debbie Chapin's uncle passed away. We just got word that he just passed away, and so if you can pray, continue your prayers in regards to that family and Debbie Chapin and of course, Ray, they would greatly appreciate that. Also, something else that has been in our bulletins for several months now, but has changed just yesterday. Pat Hayes is not doing well, so please keep her in your prayers as well as lift, you know, everyone needs lifted up in prayer, but I know specifically that she needs a lot of prayer. So please keep her and her family in your prayers as well.